All right. I'm going to go ahead and have everybody funnel off, and then we're going to bring out what we've all been waiting for. Round of applause as they all go out. Everybody, this is, I'm telling you, it does take a village. It really does. It's a lot of people, I know. Well, I am really, really excited for this show. This was a concept that got developed about almost a year ago. We were talking about the fact that it's the 40th anniversary of Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. And trying to figure out what we could do to honor that, which is just such an amazing, amazing album. And the idea came to do, hey, why don't we do this? Wouldn't it be cool to see a string quartet doing Dark Side of the Moon? And I talked to Andrew, Andrew Jones, who is an amazing cellist. And I knew if anybody could do this, I mean, Andrew's, he plays Carnegie. He's just an incredible, plays with many orchestras, but he's amazing. He's wonderful. And in fact, he said, sure, I'll take it on. And Andrew actually scored this himself by ear, just from the piano piece. So he created, what you are seeing is Andrew's creation and arrangement of this piece, which is absolutely phenomenal. And we've got, and then of course, Julie Christensen, who I adore. It was Leonard Cohen's, the wonderful background singer for Leonard Cohen, just knew she would be the perfect voice. And it has come together as something unbelievably spectacular. I mean, when we heard them rehearse, we were all just, I mean, it was like heaven. Seriously, you are going to be in complete heaven. And so we have the Omega String Quartet with Andrew Jans, the cellist and arranger, Brendan Speltz, who's the violin, Maya Cabeza, who's also on violin, and Edwin Kaplan on viola, and of course, the brilliant Julie Christensen on vocals. So put your hands together for the Omega String Quartet and Julie Christensen.
tide will fly, but only if you ride the tide, balanced on the biggest wave, race towards a loving grave.
about to go somewhere.
Oh, morning, baby. I'm alright, Jack. Keep your hands off of mine. Money, it's a hit. Don't give me that do good and good bullshit. I'm in the
ba 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 ba.
Thank you. The lunatic
is in the heart. The lunatics are in my home. Paper holds their folded faces to the floor, and every day the paper boy brings more.
Which song do you guys want to hear again? I want to hear from you guys which song you want to hear again.
Got you, got you, got you, got you.
Let's do it this way. By a round of applause, I'm going to start naming songs, and the loudest one will play again. So Eclipse. Wow, not very popular. Brain Damage. Any Color You Like. Money. The whole album. We'll start with Any Color You Like.
Thank you. to make the visions in your own mind. Thank you.
Who's playing classical, so very cool. But why don't you tell them a little bit about how you came about with that arrangement. Andrew, I mean, the sound effects, the arrangement, this was Andrew Jans.
A lot of people here. this was a long process for me. I come from a real classical background, but this has always been one of my favorite albums. I've got a brother who's a bit older, and he had this on all the time. And so when I sat down, I didn't know what I could do, what I could change, what I could not change. I mean, the solos are iconic. So you don't want to screw around too much, but it's still, we're a string quartet. We're not a rock band per se. So we don't have. What I mean to say is that where do you put the percussion? Where do you put the hi-hat? I mean, I had a lot of help. These guys came in and I had an idea of and a score, and they've been working the last couple of days, just making it happen, and I can't thank everyone enough. It's just. Renee was asking me to tell a little bit about each person. We have two Angelinos here. We got Brendan Speltz and Edwin Kaplan.
Hey, who won the Dodger game today?
No. So we got and Maya is living in Berlin right now. So this is a real treat for us. Yeah. I don't know how many of you guys know what the Berlin Philharmonic is, but Maya plays with the Berlin Philharmonic, which is like, yeah. So we're all really lucky to have her. Brendan, Edwin, and I all live in New York. We met at the Manhattan School of Music. Brendan plays with all the top orchestras in New York. I play for a lot of. Excuse me. I play for whatever group will have me. I play a lot for a modern dance company called the Mark Morris Dance Group. And Edwin's doing a doctorate. Edwin's going to be a doctor. So he helped a lot with all the more complicated music theory in the Pink Floyd. It was very nice to have him. We just met Julie a couple days ago, and she's amazing. Oh. Yeah, she calls her voice a 52 Cadillac, and man, I totally agree. So, I just thank you guys so much for coming out. It's been our pleasure working on this and playing it for you. Hope to do it again sometime. We love you guys.
Another big round of applause for these guys. They're amazing. awesome. Julie Christensen has some CDs over at that blue tent over there. In this incredible chanteuse. She has wonderful CDs. Thank you all for coming. As you go out, if you would like to give a donation, we have our volunteers in their yellow t-shirts who will gladly accept anything you may give us. Please pick up your